The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
The Frames Per Second Podcast. Fire.
Protect the proper flow of time.
You picked up the Tesseract breaking reality.
I want you to help us fix it.
Why me?
I need your unique Loki perspective.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duse, aka Mr. No Disrespect, and you're now tuning into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing on our weekly recaps of, the hit Disney Plus Marvel Studios TV series Loki, which as of now is probably, I read that it's Wednesday's premiere episode was the biggest premiere Disney Plus had for a series.
Oh, really?
Yeah, original series.
That's because people don't be having shit to do on Wednesdays.
They officially have changed their release date for their TV series now. So it's not Fridays anymore, it's Wednesdays.
Wednesdays? That makes sense. Cause
Wednesday's a good day to drop stuff.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I think they didn't want to compete with Netflix anymore with Friday. Really.
Well, I think just Netflix and, you know, people going out and shit and doing shit.
So. Yeah, I don't think they was competing with Netflix because it's not like
Netflix ain't dropped nothing.
Yeah, ain't really dropped.
They had Army of the Dead.
Come on now.
That was, I'm saying, as far as streaming, they got a lot of streams.
They do, but a lot of this shit has been.
It's not going to be bigger than Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, or Mandalorian or. No, right. Man.
They don't have any shows.
Nah.
Even if it's just a movie here and there, it's not competing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're starting this episode with our recap of episode 2 called The Variant. And as usual, overall thoughts. I'll start with you, Mike.
Switch it up. You do that shit on purpose.
Switch it up every now and then.
This shit was boring to me. Sorry. I guess maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention. But yeah.
0-2 so far.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this didn't do it for me. I can understand if someone was into this type of show or this type of subject, I could see them being interested, but I seriously watched this whole thing like, I don't care about any of this.
Mm. What about you, Rod?
This one did start off a little slow for me for some reason. Maybe I think I was just intrigued by the first one, because I think the first one was kind of slow as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this one's even slower. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, so it was like, it picked up too late for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't enjoy this one as much as I enjoyed the first one.
What's your name?
I'm kind of the same. Mm-hmm. I think that the excitement that you had for the first episode, like, ooh, and I was like, but this is the same thing, and there's still a lot of talking, and Loki's still acting silly, and when is he lying, when is he isn't, isn't he? It was just too much. And then, like Rod said, it picked up in the very last scene. I'm straight.
They gonna blame me for all this, too.
Mm.
They gonna say you're the one that's...
It's not Mike's fault. You accepted all of this.
Rod and Nate. It's Mike. Mike over here fucking things up.
It doesn't mean that I'm not still excited for where the show's gonna go.
Right.
I just needed to pick up a little bit more. It was just way too much dialogue for me this episode. And it was just way too much dialogue.
And it's not even good dialogue.
It wasn't that great dialogue. Mm. Yeah.
Y'all better get him. You heard what Ken said. Y'all better get him.
Not good dialogue.
Nah, it wasn't. There wasn't anything meaningful said, anything important. Like, it wasn't. Like,
really?
My only takeaway is that something finally happened. But prior to that, I was like, they just doubled down on everything I didn't like in the first one.
For me, usually for an episode like this, I'm like, nothing happened. It was flat. However, I was thinking more about it because I watched it like a couple times. And I was thinking, they're doing a lot of setup for a reason. Like, the first two episodes, it keeps on explaining this time shit, however this sacred time shit works. Even this, the opening scene, like, not the main opening scene, but right after it, it's still explaining what they do as far as TVA and shit. So I'm like, okay, this must mean something not only for this series, but for down the line MCU. So I took it for what it was. I do think it was a lot of slow burn shit. I thought some of the dialogue was interesting, though.
Yeah, I did, too.
Based off of just, like, the conversation, especially between Morbius?
Mm-hmm. Morbius.
Morbius and whatever. And Loki.
Yeah.
They had some really good back and forth.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
When they were talking about time and stuff, it really don't matter, and the end of time, and how does it end?
Interesting. Or just the reason for why they do what they do.
It feels like they wrote it for it to be interesting.
But it didn't tell me anything about the characters to me. What did you learn? What did you learn about them from that conversation?
What I learned from it was that Mobius doesn't know what the fuck the timekeepers are doing, or the TVA in general.
Really?
Yeah.
I assumed he was supposed to be like a higher up guy.
He comes off that way.
But when Loki was asking him questions, comes off that way. Yeah.
But he didn't really know what to say. I'm just doing this for the greater good. And he was like, well, what's the end game for the timekeepers when they fix all this shit?
He
was like,
Loki really know how to fuck with people's heads. That's what I like about him. He gets into their heads and gets information that he wants out of people. So I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
Even without his powers, he's still able to do that.
I get that. I never really took it as that dude not really knowing shit. But I did wonder, like, how the fuck Loki figured this shit out, but yo ass been doing this for hella long. And, you know.
And
Mobius, because it's him.
Mobius be fucking with people, too.
Yeah.
No, he does. Yeah. He does. But I think that's the battle of the wits with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I find interesting.
That's why I felt like the dialogue was supposed to be battle of the wits. But it didn't come across that way.
Not really?
Nah.
Like maybe they were like quipping back and forth. Like they'd have little jokes back and forth. But I didn't necessarily. Let me think about that. Because he was able to identify when Loki was lying and that kind of thing. But like I said, to me, that got a little old.
Mm-hmm. That's something that I can see happening. But I feel like every time they talk, like, one-on-one, they kind of have, like, these therapy sessions in a way. Like, they open up a little bit more and more about themselves. Like, during that conversation, you find out Mobius' hobby is, like, he wants to
jet ski,
but he's never been on one.
But why do you care?
And then you also think, like, he said in the 90s, and I'm thinking, how long has he been here? Because remember, Loki asked him in the first episode, like,
I don't know if he's actually been there. I think he just is aware of what happened in certain time.
No, I thought he was saying he wanted to. Well, y'all know I don't pay attention, clearly. But I thought he was saying that he wanted to jet ski in the 90s.
He did.
He's been wanting to jet ski since.
But I think he wanted to go back to the 90s to jet ski. But
he wants to go back in time to go jet ski.
Right, because it'll break off a thread or whatever they call it.
Oh yeah, he did.
So why doesn't he just learn now?
Because there's no where they gonna jet ski.
You ain't seen no water in that space.
He can't go to Earth.
He got to do time shit.
He can't go to Earth now, though.
No.
Why?
Because he can't be seen because he's not in that.
He can't be seen by himself.
He's not meant to be.
You know what?
He's
not he can go now.
Right.
That he knows that he can go to apocalyptic time period.
What's an apocalypse at night?
He didn't know that.
No. Okay. So, and see, here's why I don't understand this kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't he go before? Because I thought the rule was, you can't interact with yourself or there's a problem.
I thought you couldn't interact, period. You can't interact with anyone because that interaction could cause. That's why when they went to Pompeii, he was like, we can't do too much. Like, don't talk. Right. Just make some bird sounds or some shit simple. Because you can't interact because you don't know how that interaction is going to break off a time.
But that's
wrench.
Why they reset the timeline. So why doesn't he go
don't
fucking
you have
jet
to
ski and then go reset the timeline?
In order to reset the timeline, like when they say reset you, in that disintegrating?
But that's what I'm saying. So if he wants to go learn how to jet ski,
he gonna get disintegrated.
Go fucking jet ski.
And then disintegrate yourself?
And then reset the timeline.
You have to disintegrate yourself.
No, you don't. They reset the timeline every time they go do some shit.
I think what's easier
wouldn't
is
wouldn't that
the,
make him a variant?
Yes, if he goes and does some jet ski.
No, because that would make every single officer.
I don't think it would make him
a
variant.
That's why they disintegrate all this shit every time.
Right, but they're not disintegrating themselves.
The only people that could be variants, I think, are the people that's living in this world, like us. They're outside of whatever these different verses are. So I don't know if they would be variants. I don't know what they would actually be if they did that.
We start off this episode the same way we kind of end the first one with the Loki killer, the main variant that we've been looking for. But this time, this person is killing Nate's favorite word, Minutemen, in Wisconsin in the year of 1985. Did y'all like that opening scene at all, though, as far as that fight scene and just how we could see more powers from this other Loki?
We didn't see powers. She just tapped the motherfucker and they got possessed. No, I didn't like it.
Damn.
I didn't like it.
The Renaissance Festival is so random.
it was a way to, I mean, I think for them just kind of explain why they would come back in full uniforms and not stand out.
They stood out more.
That's the first thing she said. You guys aren't dressed right.
Oh, yeah. I probably wouldn't pay attention.
Man. See, oh, see, y'all better get Ken. Ken'll be paying attention either.
So, yeah. Huh.
Yeah, because the first thing I thought when they popped out, I was like, is that Agnes? But then when I watched it, I thought it was too. Yeah, I thought it wasn't her.
Agnes.
I thought it was from WandaVision.
I know you probably don't even remember.
No. Yeah. But now, you know what I think bothers me? Don't they shoot from some weird angles? Don't they?
I never noticed.
Yeah, low angles.
Yeah, yeah. Don't shit. That shit
they shoot the whole
me.
Show from the angles.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you see the ceilings a lot. I know. You never realize you see the ceilings all the time.
This shit's so boring.
It's always like, yeah.
Yeah, they're shooting
like,
from a low angle. Yeah. I don't know why they're doing that.
That is weird. And yeah. then they put this like color on it. This like
I
tint,
like the color.
The
I like
brown.
The,
yeah. That's just a, yeah, that's just a.
That's the 70s look. Is that supposed to, because I know 60, they.
50s, 60s, mm-hmm. something yeah. like that. Yeah.
But this is like in the future outside of that.
That's yeah, weird all and the, quirky. All the people yeah. that are on that are the time, VBA, whatever the fuck they are, it's supposed to be like. Like, it looks like it's set in, like, the yes. 50s and 60s, yeah. but it's really
like,
you
know, it's in the future. It looks like yeah. it's old.
It's supposed to be that's like a 70s cop show.
Stupid.
That's the only thing I actually think is interesting. Yeah, just why like, they picked that time.
Yeah. Just like the infomercials and stuff. Like, that's, right. from a, that's from a different time. Like, yeah.
It's like they're stuck in this weird time warp.
Which is, coincidentally, similar to what Wanda had going on. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's some sort of connection. Because mm-hmm. if you watch this episode, there was even, like, parts in the background where it had stuff straight out of WandaVision, like, on the TVs.
Oh,
so
I
don't know if that's
them.
You don't need to rewatch this shit. Just take my word for it. But I don't know if that's them trying to make some kind of connection or if there's a deeper meaning. But at this point with these fucking shows, I don't even try to like come up with these theories.
It's just cute.
Do it.
Isn't
it's just
the same writer, the one lady from that wrote WandaVision? Mm-mm. I thought. This, but it is a woman, right? That wrote this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The woman directing all of the episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, either way I go, I don't like it.
I like that first scene. I thought it was cool. I mean, I like the actress Sasha Lane. I like her.
Where is she from? She's from.
She was in Honey with
American Honey or something like that.
Yeah. With what's his face?
Shia
LaBeouf.
She was good in that.
She was amazing in that. That's the first thing I ever saw her in. Yeah. I was like, wow, she's dope.
What is it called?
American Honey. We watched it.
What was it about?
It was really long. Shia LaBeouf. They're like going around. Like they're like what? Not vagrants, but they're like. I think they were like selling shit. I can't even remember.
Yeah, when she had to go with that guy who was selling stuff door to door, and they was like conning people, and she ended up going with them Texas stuff. Yeah, we watched it not too long ago.
Yeah.
I was like, go ahead, Shia. Shia had a rat tail.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that first scene was cool. I was like, all right, and then it just went hella downhill after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
that's because you don't understand the dynamics of the time space continuum.
Shut your ass up.
We then go to the next scene. We see Loki still training on understanding what the TVA does, and then Morbius takes him out of training.
It's Mobius, Nick, not Morbius.
Mobius.
Yeah, not there's no R.
God.
That is a character too, though, right?
It is.
That's why I was confused. Morbius is a vampire. Right, and I was like,
Oh, the R is silent. Mobius. R.
There's no R.
R. I thought it was.
It's two different characters.
I'm going to call the nigga Agent M.
It's M-O-B, M-O-B-I-U-S.
Okay.
But there's an M-O-R-B-I-U-S. That was funny.
It's two different characters.
He was so confused.
I'm just dead ass serious.
Nigga, is it French?
I told you I'm bad with names. That's why I'm saying shit.
Damn.
Do you have it spelled with the R?
Yeah, that's all I got. I got changed all the
time. Okay, now I understand. Yeah. Okay, got it.
So,
okay, cool.
Agent M got his ass out of training because they got some shit to do. did y'all find it interesting as far as the different types of Loki that they've actually caught before?
No.
Like that information?
No.
Damn.
No.
You didn't find that intriguing?
No, because Loki's never been like, I think Mike said it, he's never been like one of the favorite characters. I never thought that he was. I thought he was cool, but
a lot of motherfuckers like this.
But nah, like when I didn't start liking Loki until Ragnarok.
That's dumb late.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Just starting.
Yeah. I didn't like him until then. Yeah, I didn't care for Loki. I mean, he just never was that interesting.
I liked Loki. It's not because I was attracted to him, to whoever said that on
that
Twitter.
Me.
Oh, yeah, somebody did say that.
Dumbass. No, he just, I've always liked his character. I said it before, he was charismatic and I found him funny. But, I mean, seeing different Lokis don't intrigue me.
But see, he wasn't always funny. He was serious. He was a serious character for a while.
He was serious, but it was, I don't know. I never took him seriously.
He didn't get serious to Ragnarok, if I'm not mistaken. Unless it was something before that that I'm missing. Like an Avengers or something that he was maybe fun. Nah.
He was kind of funny in The Dark World. Second Thor movie. Kinda. He was trying to be.
I gotta go watch him again.
Yeah. I think they were just trying to just explain to the audience just the different types of persons. The variety of views that could be out there, mm-hmm. you know, and less about, I don't know if that was really for our consumption and all that. Wait.
It just seemed a little lazy to me.
No, like, I think it was. I think that was put there for a reason.
Yeah, that part was fine. Just to show that there are a whole different, like a whole bunch of different versions of you. That was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't really care, but
I didn't care for that.
Yeah, it's just an explainer. Just, you know, I think Nick kind of hit it on the head. And as we were going through it, it was like, this is just, you know, them setting up everything else. And that's why it's kind of dragging along until it hit towards the end of this episode. And it's just got to kind of power through it.
Yeah.
But I did like how he explained the way his powers work. I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool. Duplication. Yeah.
I guess that was fine.
Yeah, that was just a little nerdy part of me.
Once Agent M told Loki, like, look, if you do good on this case, you may be able to get to see the time, or like you get the attention of the timekeepers. From then, did you guys kind of think like this motherfucker gonna try to?
So I need some help. Do some Why shit. The hell is he so obsessed with these fucking timekeepers?
Who?
Loki. They're supposed to be gods, and I know he's a god himself, but he's a god on Earth, so he's a different type of god, a different level. Why does he fucking want to get with the timekeepers? I feel like this is supposed to be a big part of the story.
Mm-hmm. It is. I think it's because he looks at them as ultimate power. He saw the Infinity Stones in the desk.
He wanted that.
He was like, so these motherfuckers treat this shit like that. That was my, before he mm-hmm. got there, that was my whole mission is to be this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. So now if they're bigger than that, I got to talk to them, do my low-key shit, and then become.
And then isn't that his thing? He's always trying to overthrow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's his thing.
He's never really trying to rule. That's what he said in the last episode. Like, you always just want to overthrow. You don't really want to rule anything. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just wants to see if he can. Yeah.
But so it's not to be put back on Earth or be alive?
I don't think he give a fuck about
because they're trying to kill him. They're trying to disintegrate him.
Loki is like arrogant and he think he's smart. Like he think he's just super smart and just he doesn't want to be outsmarted. Like out.
But remember when he said if we haven't gotten there yet, mm-hmm. but when they went to the tent and he said, yo, if I do this, y'all need to, you know, pay up. Like, I don't want to be disintegrated. Mm-hmm. So it feels like he's concerned about just not existing at all.
He was lying the whole time on that part, remember?
Yeah,
I know, but I think that the threat of him being disintegrated is still there, or it was at the time.
I think he was just saying that to get them to think that he was, you know, telling the truth.
They're still going to disintegrate him, though.
I think it's both.
I don't think he wants to die. Yeah. Nah, of course he doesn't. The low key that we're witnessing right now does not want to die.
Right.
He wants to overthrow. He wants to outwit everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So because he doesn't want to die, and disintegration is in the future, regardless of what he does until this exercise, he feels like he can probably get to the timekeepers to talk them out of it.
I think that's a part of his plan. I think that's a part of his plan because we see how his storyline is supposed to end with him get his neck snapped by Thanos, mm-hmm. and it's the end of file. So he's technically not even supposed to be there. He's supposed to be disintegrated regardless, but because they need him for his case,
dead.
Yeah, he's supposed to be dead.
And then because he broke through and became a variant, they're supposed to disintegrate.
Yeah, but they need him for this mission, so that's why he's still alive.
Right,
and that's why he's saying like, if I do this for y'all, I need to still be alive.
I need to talk to the man in charge so I won't get disintegrated.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
And also overthrow him, but. Yeah, so they go back to the tent from the beginning of the scene, and they look at the crime scene, and they do somebody said this is like CSI Loki or some shit. He was trying to analyze the crime scene.
I did think this was dope, though.
Did y'all think he was telling the truth at all about like the little schemes and shit?
I don't believe shit Loki
said. I did
says.
It first.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I thought he was telling the truth, too, and they weren't going to listen. They were going to go outside
and get fucked up.
Because Owen Wilson did a good job as far as like he paused for a minute. And he's like, oh, yeah,
this you almost had me.
mm-hmm. Wait, then I may have missed it.
Because he did like an awkward long pause. He just looked out.
So Loki was lying?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, he was lying.
Because he brings it up
even,
at the
he
end.
Even got you.
Yeah, I don't believe anything he says. So, but yeah, he did get me. Aww. I thought that motherfucker was outside waiting on him. So he went outside waiting on him. Then what was the plan?
The plan was to
for Loki
to distract them while to give the other Loki time to get away.
Man, I'm so confused.
Well, I didn't even know he was doing all that. I thought he was just lying to lie.
No,
he does that.
Actually trying to help the other Loki.
Jumping forward, that's what he said to the other Loki at the end.
Yeah, he was stalling.
He's like, I was hoping you would stall. Because that's what they do.
Oh, I thought he was bullshitting then, too.
I thought he was, too.
I thought he was bullshitting the mm-hmm. other Loki.
Yeah, I did, too. I thought he was bullshitting everybody.
Basically.
That's what I always think. He's always bullshitting. So I don't know what to believe.
That's why this episode bothered me. Yeah, because me I don't that, know part of that is what was true well. And what wasn't. That was a little bit annoying.
It is annoying.
So that's why the lady was fussing at Owen Wilson when they got back. Right. Said he fucked up.
Yeah, he fucked up the mission.
He fucked up the mission.
To my judge, mm-hmm. fine.
Because they could have actually caught him, but they listening to Loki. The Loki got away.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I probably should have went and rewatched it, but I did like when he was talking about sharper teeth but sharper ears. Mm-hmm. I thought that was. Dope. I like how he said that.
He say some shit, but it don't mean nothing.
Right. Most niggas who be talking a lot, that's what they just be talking shit. They don't mean nothing.
Is it a mistake for Mobius to put so much trust in? Yes. Loki.
Of course. Yeah. You can't trust Loki.
But the thing is that he knows he can't trust him is why he trusts him type of thing. Didn't he say some shit
like
that?
Yeah, he said, like, why is it always the people that lie to you say, trust me?
No, that's not the part. It's like, Loki said it.
No.
Loki said something about like, yeah, that was me just, it's confusing as fuck. But he was just like, the reason why he lied is because you knew I was going to lie, shit. Yeah.
This was just an episode of
too much. It's like,
they're hour long episodes almost, yeah. Which you would think would be better, because we asked that for WandaVision. But now we're like, for this episode, again, it's just a lot of setup. So like, if they do this again for the third episode, I'm out.
And how many episodes is it? Eight?
Six.
Six?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get there. I think we're about to take off now.
I hope so.
We got to at that. Mm-hmm. We ended.
I really hope so.
Shit. Oh, okay.
Well, did y'all find it interesting, or Rod, I'll ask you, did you find it interesting that Mobius, for as long as he's been working for TVA, he has never met the timekeepers? I don't think anybody's ever met the timekeepers outside of Judge Fine.
That was
the lizard people.
Yeah, that wasn't...
Interesting.
It wasn't interesting and it wasn't surprising. You know what I mean?
That conversation was a little bit.
Is this something between the two of them?
Is it too intimate?
It seemed like it, yeah.
They used to date or something, right?
Oh.
The judge and
he like, why I ain't got that on my cubicle? Why? Yeah, I got it for you, girl.
He kept saying it. Like, it just got old. It's like, how many times are you going to drag that? It's going to drag that into the ground.
Yeah, Mobius is a weird character. But you're talking about the conversation Loki and Mobius had? At the table when they were sitting down?
Not there yet.
About the one that Mobius and
the judge.
What's her actual name?
Judge Renslayer.
Oh, well, Renslayer. Never
mind. Yeah.
Didn't know.
Yeah, I was bored as shit.
Yeah.
So then we see that Loki has to do this case. He tries to go to the library and get files on the beginning of the time, the end of time, about the timekeepers.
That was so unnecessary. We're not unnecessary. It's just, this episode was more unnecessary.
It was funny how they were making fun of him with his jacket. They had Baron on his jacket. They were fucking with Loki.
That wasn't funny either, though.
I don't know. I thought it was cute. They were trying to fuck with him.
I just want you to remember.
Yes.
Who you are.
That's some petty ass shit.
She was petty throughout the
season. Yeah, she was petty too.
Oh, she took that shit. That was funny.
She's like, absolutely not. I was like, this sound like me talking to Dominic. What is going on?
Yeah, no, that was funny. I was like, damn.
Mike, don't look so enthused.
Yeah.
I feel like the more I talk about it, I'm like,
just keep on it. We're going to get there, man. Keep going. We're going to get there.
None of this shit funny to me.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
Well, she snatched the spirit things
because I knew that was going to happen.
Absolutely.
But not the way she did it, though.
It was typical.
The timing was so good on that.
We have a black woman in the show. Let's make her act black. Absolutely not. She may as well have snapped and jerked her neck.
It was good, man. The timing on that was good.
Mike, just being nitpicky.
Nah, the timing was good.
Shut
on that
your bitch
one.
It was.
The timing was great on that.
Oh, okay. Did y'all like his Tom Hiddleston's performance, though, as far as like when he was finding out about Asgard and then how that made him emotional shit about Ragnarok.
You remember the last one?
No, oh, when he found out that Ragnarok was, through the, library was blown up.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was no survivors and all that.
Was that in one of the Thor movies?
It's in Ragnarok.
So that shit really happened.
Yeah. Where have you been?
Bro, I haven't. Yeah, I told you I only watched these movies once.
Yeah, you remember that big ass fire demon destroyed the whole
his life. Sister.
Said it's my destiny.
Oh, okay.
damn.
Then maybe I would have had more of a connection to that, but
yeah, that's why he was crying and shit.
I still did he shed a tear?
He had a little Denzel tear.
Oh, okay. Are we still, is this before or after they sat at the table?
This is
he's
before.
Trying to get to that table.
Yeah, I'm like, what happened to that table? Was
it was an interesting conversation. Nah, it was interesting.
That, scene was annoying.
Why?
Really? The whole like, oh, I'm taking your salad. And it's like they played
the
No.
Basically, the idea, the concept of gods.
Yeah.
Okay.
And God's existence, regardless of where you are, what world you're in, and the timekeepers being their version of gods, I thought. And
what's the point?
Yeah, and then him talk, and then so Loki's sitting there making fun of him, like, you know, you these lizards people, these gods or whatever, that shit sounds silly. And he kind of reversed it on him. He was like, okay, well, where are you from, and what is your god, and yeah. this, that, and other. He was like, see, that shit sounds silly as well when I hear it. So the idea of just
people's
perception, beliefs and perception on some type of religion, I thought that was pretty cool.
It was good. It was good. You didn't think that part was good? Mm. You don't like people questioning religion.
I love my Jesus.
I know. I find them conversations interesting.
I do. Because it does sound silly when you hear about, when people explain, like when you hear religions and stuff like that, the shit does sound fucking silly as hell.
Like, I'm with you, Nay, but if you talk about the story of Jesus.
No, I get it. No, don't get me wrong. I get it.
Yeah.
I guess, I think the problem is at this point, I was too bored to care.
Oh, really?
But yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think that's that table scene, I really could have fallen asleep.
But see, that's why I feel like that was an interesting point of this part of this show. Because I was bored by a lot of the other stuff. But when, like Ken, like when it got to that table scene, I was like, oh, that's. I like when people have those type of conversations.
I didn't get that that's what they were talking about, guys. No, to be quite honest,
really,
that's what I'm saying.
That's my conversation. That's the conversation I have.
I
know, all
and
the
I thought
time.
I thought that was what you were going to come here and talk about.
No, I didn't care.
Damn, I thought that I thought that was what you were going to talk
you've
about.
You've been tuned out by this,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I was like, this is boring. Because I mean, I have that conversation all the time. Like, you make fun of me for believing the aliens, but you believe a motherfucker walked on water.
Right.
That's
which
exactly.
is that's fine if you believe that, you know. But I'm just saying, you can't make fun of me for believing some other shit. But.
And that's what he was saying in this conversation.
No, I know what he was saying, but I was just like, I don't care.
And then that conversation was like, when he said something about the child, he was like, oh shit, you're a fucking genius. And then he went and found the candy. And
but another part of that God conversation was like, you know, well, okay, once you catch all these variants and all that stuff.
Then what? Right.
It's like.
I did catch that.
What's the end goal?
Yeah, what's the end goal?
It's just the end of time.
He said order or some shit like that. They'll fix everything and it'll be just order
and
forever.
And then he was just, okay, and okay, what's the point of that? Like.
Well, it sounded kind of like dictatorship-ish.
Mm-mm. It's like, what's the purpose behind all of this?
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is going off their sacred timeline, right?
Well, no, that's what it felt like Loki was asking him.
Because
like,
Loki believes in free will, right?
Yeah.
He believes in free will.
Well, but I thought he was saying that from my point, because when he said, like, not everybody who's bad is really bad and not everybody who's good is really good. Because Moses always looks at the timekeeper like, oh, they the ones that know the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're the ones that control the time and they're the ones who reset the order. And he was like, you keep talking about them like they all good and shit. I think there's more gray area here. It's not black and white. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting.
That conversation was
questioning
interesting.
Hit the timekeepers because it seems like no one has ever done that.
Mm-hmm. But, that's cute.
Yeah. It's cute.
That's cute.
Yeah. It's kind of like the whole Thanos thing. Like, I don't know. It's just,
I mean, I think it's just leading up to us finding out that the timekeepers aren't really just these gods who are just doing blah, blah, blah. There's really going to be a villain that's going to be, you know, pulling the strings.
Or some kids.
If it's some fucking kids, man.
Why you say that? Are you just playing?
Yeah, I think there were some shows that, well, you know, well, there were movies.
You saying like it's gonna be Bill and Ted and some random motherfucker controlling this shit?
With this shit, I really
it could
be
really
surprised.
Be some goofy looking motherfuckers because they got some goofy little motherfuckers in the show.
He's like, this is never in the story and shit.
Yeah, some shit like that. I rewatched that a while ago.
That shit's still good.
Yeah, I still
Atreyu.
But yeah, that salad scene wasn't funny at all.
That shit was terrible.
That was a scene that was like 4 minutes longer than it needed to be.
I was like, this isn't funny.
No.
Spiral was funnier than this.
And it was pointless. Like,
Try to play on that too. Like, yeah, this whole was, he said it fell apart or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't do the best job explaining the shit, but you get the gist.
Yeah, it's like, why?
This was the scene where I was like, okay, these Loki jokes really aren't even funny anymore.
He was
like,
way funnier in the first one.
He wasn't because this episode made me go back and watch it again. And like, even the scene when he kept rewinding her back like a big kid, I was like, he's acting too childish in some of these scenes. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't hit. But I also think, Nick, correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't this have the widest demographic, like in terms of age range, than any of the other Marvel shows?
Like this series?
Yeah.
I feel like they're appealing
to more kids in this than in the other shows.
Yeah. This is the less more serious content than like WandaVision. We're talking about like,
but
this is
the less more serious content?
Yeah, like absolutely not. This is the most convoluted of all of the shows.
No, I mean like as far as like, at least for me, WandaVision was dealing with like mental health and all that stuff.
It was a little darker.
Falcon
it was
Winter
a little
Soldier
darker in areas.
Was about like race and
oh,
all that.
When you say less serious. Okay,
like,
I
yeah,
get
like
you.
Loki's
yeah.
about
I get
time.
You. I get you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't.
Yeah, but no kid's gonna be like, oh, I understand all of this.
But well, this is the thing, and this is why I feel I tuned out. I really don't feel like you have to understand everything going on to watch the show. Like, I do understand that it's gonna probably tie into stuff down the line, but as like a 12, 13 year old kid watching this, he doesn't have to get this to watch the show because at the end, everything disintegrated and the girl went away. Like, I don't think it's really necessary.
I think a kid's gonna tap out. A kid's gonna tap out halfway through this shit.
They got a lot of cartoon
shit.
There's
no action. There's nothing happening and they're just talking.
A lot of dialogue.
And even the cartoon shit, that shit was stupid. Are you real or are you
weird? Sort of like that, because now I'm kind of curious as to what that, because when he was trying to smack it and it kept jumping around, that was, to be honest, that was probably the only thing I found interesting about this whole shit.
Why did you find that interesting?
I don't know. I really don't know. I guess just because I want to know what the fuck that thing is.
You like Loki did.
And why does it have a southern accent?
Right.
That's what I noticed.
Right.
Has a what accent?
Like a southern Belle accent.
Because it's from the infomercial.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just because it's from the infomercial. I think that's as deep as it gets.
And people say that, like, those southern voices are like soothing and friendly.
That's not like a white supremacist wet dream.
They're not soothing. They're racist. Yeah, southern boys, you better look around, look out for them, run.
So y'all didn't like the little theory that they tested out from Loki's hypothesis?
Sure.
I did like that.
Oh,
part.
Yeah.
It
I
was
did.
Cool.
When they went back
to Pompeii.
Yeah.
But again, it was just like, y'all been doing this shit for how long? And Loki figured this out in 10 minutes?
That's the thing I was thinking about.
I get it from
one file?
It's just a new set of eyes on it, though.
New set of eyes, and he knows himself. He's like, this is what I would do if I was the variant. I mean, if I was
but that
him.
Is a huge-ass loophole, though.
How, though? Like, if he looks at a file and he's like, yo, where would I hide? This is where I would hide.
No, I mean, like, for their organization.
Right. It is.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Seems like they should know that.
Yeah, but when you look at, but them motherfuckers still had the goddamn oil pipeline, then the colonial pipeline. So you can know shit and have security set up, but there's some motherfuckers can still find loopholes around shit.
But this is a big-ass loophole. Again, this is the level of... Oh, there's this thing in the Death Star. If you hit it, it blows the entire thing up.
Yes,
it's like, bruh, what? No one knew that?
I know. It's
same
a blind
shit.
Spot.
So they have to make, and here we go again with this shit. They got to make this make sense.
It's not going to make sense.
They have to make it to where the timekeepers have to have known that this was a loophole, or whoever is.
Oh, I'll
give
you that. Yeah,
they
have to
know that this is a loophole. They can't. This cannot be where Loki just showed up, took out a file, one file, and was like, oh, this is how it's working. No.
Oh, that's what he said. Oh, I guess that is like similar to God or whatever, how he gives everyone like a little bit of free will before he steps in or something like that. Is that how that's how they look at the timekeepers?
No, I'm not even talking about all that.
Yeah, because they may actually know, right? But they're not going to step in.
Like, they may actually know that somebody can go hide.
They may actually know
wait,
that.
Who's the they we're talking about now?
The timekeepers.
The timekeepers have to know, and there needs to be a reason of why they didn't inform the TVA. Because the TVA, it seemed like they've been trying to figure this shit out for a minute. Mm-hmm. And if it was always just this one thing, I don't really know if I can chalk that up to, oh, well, Loki knows himself, and he knows that what he would do. But it's like... This is a very big loophole in your whole plan.
Because again, the timekeepers are like gods. Like, so God isn't always particularly like going to intervene with the natural way of things.
I don't need them to intervene, but I'm just saying these TVA people have been doing this for a minute and they've been trying to figure this out.
Okay.
And it just seems like something like this, they would have worked out by now.
I think they just fucked up. I think the timekeepers just fucked up.
You think the gods fucked up?
And I don't think they knew that this type of loophole existed.
But then that's not gonna piss me off because I'm already like whatever. But that's gonna be like, wow, this is really dumb.
I can understand if it was like one apocalypse that had that loophole, but it's like any apocalypse. Right.
But how would you know though?
Because you're a timekeeper. You're a god. It seems like if your entire job is to know time.
Right.
And then this one time thing that's a really big factor slips out, then you're shitty at your job.
Because you're always obsessed about the order of going out of balance. So if one motherfucker can just go back, do whatever the fuck they want, and it gets destroyed.
But to be fair, the order never goes out of balance when they do it.
Right.
But it seems like they should know that.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
So, yes. But that's why I think they just fucked up and they just,
who
it was an oversight.
The timekeepers.
Yeah, I think they just, this was one thing that they didn't plan for and calculate when they were creating this time tape.
That's bad news, dude. That's bad
for news. For them, yeah. Well, that somebody could do something like that. I don't know.
If you're a timekeeper and you're a god and your only job is to keep an eye on time, and you're like, oh, you can just go to an apocalypse?
But that's under the assumption that the timekeepers are perfect, though.
But they determine what goes and what stays and what's appropriate and what is in. So there's no way that they could not know about this.
Right.
Because especially the fact that the TVA has now figured out there's a loophole. That means that they had to be aware that this is going to be found out at some point in time, right?
Not if it never gets out of balance. It never creates a strand because once that.
But the timekeepers determine what's balanced and what's not.
Are you going back to that first episode?
I'm going back to what they said in the show. Like the way
Loki
explained.
But they created all that shit. They created all that stuff. All of those rules were created by them.
Yes.
So like Nate just said perfectly, they determine what's on balance and what's not.
Right. But when they created it, they created a method to figure out when things got out of sync.
But how could they know? Here's the thing. If you're a mathematician, you're teaching me math, and you don't know division, you're a shitty mathematician, okay? If I come to you and I say, well, this number didn't work because blah, 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 and you're like, well, I never thought to divide it by three, well, then you suck.
Because I think that if basically whenever these apocalypses happen, it just basically wipes everything and you kind of start over.
And they don't know?
Whatever happened prior to that doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Is what I understand. And so how would they know or even think to go add something to that to be able to track if there's an imbalance?
It's not about tracking. Okay, so they know, just like what you just said, right? Yeah. So they know.
This is important, though.
It is, but it's still stupid. But if they know that every time an apocalypse happens, that it erases the timeline or whatever, if they know that, why would they never think, well, shit, it would be a fucking wild idea for someone to go back there and do some crazy shit because it's going to get erased anyway? Why would they never think that?
That I don't know. That's why I'm like, they're just, it's a loophole that they didn't foresee happening. Because who would even think about that? And I think that's where it goes to kind of what Rod was saying, is that the god of mischief would figure some shit out after studying how all of this stuff works, or figuring out how all this stuff works.
Right. Which is what he did since the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, so that's why there are no variant energy detected, because once this thing happens, it erases everything.
Yeah, I got all that
it's
part.
It's really kind of fucking
clever. I'm just
clever.
Not getting how no one there thought of this.
I think it was because
the timekeepers, the TVA people, I don't think they'd be smart enough to figure that shit out.
Yeah.
It just didn't seem like it was that smart to me.
Well, it was also in Alabama, too, so I don't think the timekeepers was
finding a way to the loophole to the...
I think they're like cops.
When he figured it out, well, yeah, cops are typically pretty stupid, and they're fucking worthless. Like anytime
the
cops,
TVA agents,
like they're all fucking worthless. That's the other thing I don't get. Like they show up and like
do nothing.
All you got's a stick, and you steady getting your ass whooped. And
the so what they're gonna typically do is just follow the order of things as presented. So they're not gonna really think outside of the box. So they're gonna look for crimes. You know, so they don't prevent crimes. They show up after crimes happen, which is what these guys are doing.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I don't know. They're shitty detectives. Because I feel like Batman would have figured this shit out.
Batman would have figured it out.
Batman's the world's greatest detective. Of course he's going to figure it out.
Spider-Man would have figured this shit out.
Spider-Man would not have figured
Spider-Man is pretty fucking smart,
but he's a scientist. But
he's a genius level, I think.
Is he that? Richards would have figured it out.
No, this shit don't seem like his. That's the thing. When he figured it out, I was like, okay, that's a cool angle. But the first thing I thought, I was like, that doesn't really seem like it's that, like, crazy. Like, that's that wild.
Hiding in plain sight sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they end up going to Alabama in 2050 at Rock's Cart, that store, which is
what do I always say on every damn show we have? I hate fucking Alabama. I think it was perfect. They picked this motherfucking state to be fucked up.
I thought it
Alabama
was,
is a piece of shit.
I thought it was on the nose.
I'm sorry if you guys are from Alabama.
I'm not sorry you're from Alabama. But Blame Alabama the fucking timekeepers for putting your ass there.
It's a piece of fucking shit. And they just proved it again just recently. But tune into this, the mic's still on maybe for that.
Did y'all find it interesting that like some of the TVA agents were being like real aggressive with the people, even though they knew it was about to die and shit?
Typical cop shit, right?
Yeah.
What people they mean? I don't remember that.
Like that one white dude who was like, "Where are y'all coming from? Like, y'all here to help us? Get it? Like, how did y'all get here?" And then they just pushed him out the way.
Oh,
yeah. They were being rough.
Mobus was like, "Chill out, bro." Like,
yeah, because it was a shelter, like shelter place.
Mm-hmm. It showed that they're dicks. I don't know if we kind of saw that
that's
before.
Me thinking like this whole organization ain't as good as
sketchy.
Yeah. If you got the grunts working.
Wasn't
like
that what Loki kind of hinting at a little bit?
Mm-hmm. During that conversation.
Yep.
And then we see.
But hey.
You seem like you into this show.
No, it's not. I'm just talking. But.
He's trying to make it interesting.
I don't know.
But when he dried off.
Oh shit! You know what? I forgot he had powers in the real world like that.
And so she why was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Speaking of which, why would won't he use them if he has the powers? That's what I'm saying. Because
they already know what he's gonna do.
What?
That's what Moba said. He's like, "We already know what you're about to do and
he
shit."
He did say that, but still, like, obviously they did.
Well, anyway,
that's what I'm saying, bro.
About that nigga. Why they look shocked when he did it.
That shit was funny though. I thought Ruby's reaction was funny.
What did he say? What you just do? What did he say?
That shit was funny too.
What was that? He was like, what was that?
And that wasn't even like one of his cooler powers.
I know.
It was just caught off guard.
Like, what was that?
I'm sorry, Mike.
Why are you laughing at this shit?
I just came, bro.
I'm glad
you laughed at Spiral. You don't get to judge me right now, Nick.
I'm just saying. I'm laughing with you, man. What I found funny though was C20 when they found her in the damn thing. She was like PTSD. Right. To us. She was just
want to go home. Like,
what?
I just want to go home.
Yeah, like what happened to you, my nigga? Like,
but she was saying it's real,
it's real,
right?
It's all real. It's real.
What's real?
I don't know.
Man, you gonna find out at the end, bro. Yo, eye ain't open yet, dog.
The timekeeper's real?
Something's real. Mm. I just noticed she was like, I told him where the timekeeper's at. And I'm like,
why you snitch on yourself for snitching?
My thing is who knew where the timekeeper's at? Did everybody know?
That's a good ass. Wait, no. Yeah. I thought she said she told them where the other cops were. Did she say the timekeepers?
She said the timekeepers,
if I remember
which
correctly.
Was weird.
So that's a good point. So how the fuck does she know?
I don't know.
Why is she so special?
I thought it was Judge Fine who knew all the shit.
So maybe she's more important than we thought.
I think she is.
C20, which is probably why they were so desperate to find her.
I think she is.
She's
a bit of a known actress. So,
I was going to say that,
whenever you have someone who's like, so, like a prominent, somewhat of a prominent person, it's like you know that they're gonna play a bigger part. So I assume that something else is gonna come from that.
Yeah, that's
episode.
Why he took her.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought he took her to lure them there.
Yeah, I think initially.
Yeah,
you
but
think
specifically
that,
her.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like she picked her to because she was fucking them cops up like real easy. Like so, she must be special.
Yeah.
And then we see. B-15 and Loki try to go. They split up teams.
Man, who the fuck is B-15, bro?
That's
Ruby.
Ruby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tasty.
You know these damn code words.
Ruby and Loki go
Big
try
13.
To.
Why these niggas ain't got no names?
I think that's actually kind of interesting. C-3PO. I think they're all supposed to be just like.
Like the clones,
workers.
Right?
Yeah, they're like clones. Yeah. They're not really important.
That's problematic right there. Yeah, it's something going on with these TSA folks.
This is
maybe they're not real.
TSA folks.
What did y'all think about the scene with the two Lokis when they finally meet and shit like that?
At the end or the fake?
The first fake out where she was just hopping.
When it was
body
Ruby?
Body. Yeah.
And then it was Randy.
I thought it was interesting that they were trying to get away. Well, at first I thought it was interesting that they were trying to get away from like showing both of them on camera at the same time. So they were using the actors to be the other Loki instead of. I found out that wasn't really the case at the end.
I don't know.
See, I didn't care for that or the fight scene in the
I don't know. The hillbilly booping his ass was funny as shit. That shit was funny. But
Loki can't
Loki.
Fight.
Loki can't fight at all.
Somebody mentioned like he was holding his own in like the first Avengers movie or some shit like that.
He ain't holding his own in this. In his movie.
But he was
Cletus
his
whooped
ass
his fucking ass.
Yeah, he did.
He beat the shit out of him. Boy, I don't care if you were God, dude.
He threw a vacuum cleaner at him. I was like, this nigga really just threw a vacuum cleaner and the hole, he took the hose off? Like, really? That's what you know in Loki? Right. God of mischief?
And I was thinking, like, you got powers. Maybe her powers cancel out his powers. I don't know. Because, like, I was thinking, like, this nigga shouldn't be tossing your ass around.
But can't he, like poof and then, like, poof somewhere else?
Yeah.
Hasn't he done that in movies
before?
I
think he's a god. He got to have something.
No, he didn't have nothing
to
do.
That's what he did to get fucking here. Yeah. Just poof.
But I thought that was like one of his powers, almost like Nightcrawler.
That was the space stone.
That was the space stone. Oh.
But yeah, I don't know why he didn't use any of his magic to fight the Loki.
Why was that weird?
Why didn't he use his powers to fight?
Because he talked about being the illusion or a duplicate or some shit.
Because that was just a regular person. That was Loki.
Because if he's fighting himself, I would assume that he would know what himself was about to do. So if he was using illusions, the other Loki would be like, okay, that's fake.
Oh, so that's why she attacked him. Just brute force. Like, I'm just going to fuck you up.
Basically. That's how I took it, at least.
It was stupid.
Did
anybody know it was going to be a woman Loki?
Yes.
Kind of.
I did too.
Yeah,
because she always had that heavy cloak and the body didn't match Loki. Mm-hmm.
But that's
I didn't look at it like that.
I didn't say that either, but that's what Mike and I were saying last week.
Mm-hmm.
That if that was Loki, why didn't they show that motherfucker?
Right.
So it can't be like him. So that didn't surprise me at all, because especially when he popped up on scene with the hood again, I'm like, okay, man.
Yep. I was like, it's gonna be either somebody else completely or it's gonna be the woman Loki.
Now, they should have. They would have made the motherfucker black.
I thought it was
that would have been some
shit. I don't need Blackie,
man. Bro, they wouldn't have been ready for that one, boy.
No, I don't need that, bro.
You don't need Blackie. Come on, we ain't past that, Mike.
No, I'm not trying to see the black god of mischief.
So we just gonna do the woman.
We already mischief.
We already get labeled as mischief.
They already blame us for everything.
That's a nigga.
No, man.
You know they used to blame women for all kind of shit too.
They did.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, woman used to catch
it. But they be doing shit.
Wait, excuse me.
But they be doing shit.
I was slutting shit.
I was explaining. Somebody was asking me, how did you know it was the one? I was like, well, because of the cloak and shit. And obviously, for some reason, most of the MCU women are like on some sneaky shit. Like, if you think about Black Widow, be on some sneaky shit. Wasp be on some sneaky shit with the little, because she a little wasp, but she could just sneak up on people.
Oh, God. Scarlet the Witch.
Remember are reaching like Reed Richards right now.
Scarlet the Witch be on some sneaky shit. Remember in the beginning?
Don't all the superheroes be on some sneaky shit?
Right.
Otherwise, not the Hulk.
He's too big to sneak.
Yeah.
But everybody else on Captain America ain't sneaky.
He said not the Hulk. Is that what the fuck he
said? Iron Man is always sneaky.
Iron Man came into the press conference and said, I'm Iron Man.
Hulk is sneaky.
That was early Iron Man. Iron Man was always on some sneaky shit.
The Hulk is sneaky as fuck when he Bruce Banner. Yeah. The nigga just pop up.
The Hulk is sneaky.
Yeah.
When he had like Bruce Banner.
Spider-Man may be sneaky.
Black Panther sneaky.
He ain't sneaky.
That nigga is stealthy. That nigga is stealthy. What you talking about?
I was just thinking, I was like,
it's kind of part of the job to sneak up
to be
on
a superhero.
Niggas.
You gotta be sneaky.
But that's why they were explaining the different types of Lokis at the beginning of the episode.
Right.
That's why we knew some other shit was about to happen. It wasn't gonna be a regular ass Loki.
Yeah, it wasn't gonna be.
It was gonna be the same nigga with horns.
Nope. Right. So when she pulled the hood off, I was like, oh, I don't know who this is supposed to be. But
yeah, I didn't know her at all. I think she's on some other show or something like that.
I thought it was Enchantress for a second, but I think it's actually just a female Loki.
Yeah, I don't think they're going that deep.
Yeah, nah,
it's not female Loki.
You don't think so? It's not?
Huh. Who is it, Michael?
I don't know, but it's not female Loki.
I think it's, well, but they...
But they was planning on it, though.
Do y'all want me to tell you? You don't really want me to tell you.
How tell
you
know? Me.
You don't know. I want to know.
Yes, you do know.
I'm talking about you.
What's up? Hold on, before you get there. But, I don't want to. But this variant has the Loki energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how, that's was, so I don't, that's why I think it's just a female Loki.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll wait till it's just spoiled or something. I ain't get spoiled. It just seemed real fucking obvious.
Really?
Even if you don't do comic books, even if you don't read the comics.
I didn't read none of these comic books.
Yeah, no.
Are you just going off a
hunt? I'll give you a tip. Go to IMDb and look up her fucking name.
Yeah, I know.
It don't say Loki, does it?
It just says the variant.
No.
You cheated.
I didn't cheat. It wasn't my fault. I was trying to figure out who the fuck she was.
Oh, the actor.
Yeah, I was like, because I'm thinking she's supposed to be like some big, okay. Like, oh my God, it's Carol Jennings. So I'm seeing this fucking regular ass looking white woman. I was like, is she from like Sex and the City or something? So I went and looked up her name. And I was like,
they gave the name.
Oh, it doesn't say Loki.
Oh, I'm going to wait. I'm with Roger. Yeah, now. I don't want to be spoiled.
I tried to tell y'all, leave me alone.
I thought it was going to be some comic book stuff.
I thought it was the Enchantress, but whatever.
I don't know who the Enchantress is. What's her real name?
Y'all stop, because y'all getting too... Y'all
it's one of them motherfuckers y'all that... Going too one of them guys
and,
they
and
used
don't
to
say nothing already either.
of course they already said, you
probably overlooked
it. I don't see. That's why I don't read that fucking stupid shit.
Well, that's why it's in the spoiler thread, though.
That's great. And I just won't go.
Hey, no. Comic Cons, bro. They
I can lie my way into some pussy at a Comic Con.
But that's what I'm saying.
What?
Hold on, we got
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're saying too much now.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you can snatch up some.
you can get some good stuff.
They be waiting
by the lady low key out there.
Because all they want is a halfway normal looking guy. You gotta be cute.
The whole weekend. That whole hotel and shit, that whole they have that motherfucker packed out
for real. They already in costumes and shit, so they role playing like a motherfucker.
For real. Yeah.
And let you be one of the black comic nerds, bro. Oh, it's a wrap.
You black and a comic nerd?
Rap.
Clean up.
Yeah. Don't let me walk in there with an African accent, act like I'm Black Panther. They'd be like, shit. Better come get some of this T'Challa.
I'm sorry.
Come get some of this vibranium dick.
No, sir.
Boy, you busting out. You say, he bomb back.
No, sir. No, sir. How? It don't matter what the fuck we watch. It's hard
to get ready to put the condom on. Go get this sort of shit.
Somebody's trying to walk in on your session. There are no more challenges.
No, sir. What is wrong with y'all? Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
Y'all are such boys.
I'm just saying. They love
somehow
that shit.
Somehow this turns to Comic-Con, pussy. Can we please? Man. Next question.
Y'all asked the question. I'm trying to answer it.
You wanted to say that.
No, I didn't.
You was like, look, I can tell y'all if y'all want me to.
No.
Y'all want me to say it? All right, I'll say it. Nay, did you like the time bomb shit that the lady Loki or whoever the fuck this person is did?
It was like too little too late, but okay. Let's see what happens next episode. That's how I felt about it.
I did. That's when I was like, okay, finally. Some right. Shit going on. She was capturing all these motherfuckers to set a bomb off and, you know, and to
they,
do whatever.
We don't know where don't, they dropped yeah, to, I, what they descent, like, they descent, where they going. I don't even know. Let's find out next episode.
Yeah, I thought that was.
I think it's going to come together.
It will.
I don't doubt that it was. Yeah. It's just this episode, like.
No, I'm talking about the show in general. I think it's going to come together by the end. It's just taking a little
while. Well, we have to see, because I think, Mike, you brought up this point about the other two series. They haven't really landed. Pretty well.
They have not stuck an ending yet.
Yeah.
But and this is a lot of, they throwing a lot more shit up than the other ones as far as like.
You think already they are?
Yeah. Cause like, that's why I said it. There's
are
a reason.
Really?
I think they're sticking with the same type of thing.
Nah, they talking about a lot of shit as far as Nexus shit.
This sacred is way timeline, more convoluted.
How this, like, one thing can destroy this other shit. Like, it's
but
like.
It's all got to do with the same thing. It's not like other plots going on.
But this
on.
Affects other. Shit though.
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's fine.
That's
fine.
That's for other movies, other shows. As long as they just stick with what they're doing here, I think.
But then why do you think they keep on explaining shit?
Because they got to explain it to the people that don't know any of this shit. So that's why when they explain the whole Nexus shit and the repercussions of the Nexus. And like, remember when they were sitting at the table and Loki
finally
was breaking
get to your
down?
Table?
Yeah. Well, this is another table scene when Loki was breaking down. How all of this shit works to Mobius, and Mobius was giving him the super complicated answer, and he was giving you the basic, I'm going to give it to you like you five answers. Yeah, that was for the regular viewer to explain how this shit works.
And it still didn't hit.
It's not supposed to hit for us.
I thought you said it was for us.
No,
it's
the regular.
It's for me, for the simple bitches.
But I'm saying it still didn't hit.
What?
It.
Because I'm a simple bitch, and it didn't hit me.
Yeah, but you already got that in the first episode, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They did the same explanation.
That's for the 12-year-olds.
But they did it in the first one, but they didn't do it this way. This was a little bit more. This was a little bit more plain and to the point.
Nah, it was.
So that's what that was for. And just like even when he explained the Nexus, and then like if something happened with the Nexus, it fucks everything up. Like all this stuff is to set up whatever this big storyline is.
The multiverse.
Yeah, and that's all it is. It, you know.
Yeah, just I think like we thought before it. That it was Wanda setting the whole thing up, but it's not. It's really this Loki show.
They can't tell this whole story without this happening, which is what you know you've been saying. So I think we just gotta power through it and get through it. You know, they need it.
So this is a filler show.
I think this is supposed to be like one of the most important shows
for Phase 4.
Because I mean, like, I think Falcon the Winter Soldier is not gonna have any repercussions for shit, except that shitty ass suit. And WandaVision is kind of tied, but I think they're making it to where this show is the main thing that's making all this other shit happen.
At the end of the day,
it's tied to Endgame.
Yeah, they're just taking these long ass movies and turning them into TV shows.
If this was a movie,
that's all it really is. Exactly. So they're like, okay, we need to tell this story. We're not going to make motherfuckers sit through 3 or 4 hours of it. So let's break it down and tell them into them in small bits and pieces and make it easily digestible.
Yeah.
You know,
and then let the movies explain the big shit.
Yeah.
The small shit.
It's kind of smart when I think about how they're doing it.
It is smart. Yeah. I'm just not enjoying it, but it is smart.
I think between this, the Spider-Man movie, and Doctor Strange is what's going to really... kind of tie all this shit together,
Yeah,
that part was interesting. Mm-hmm. It seems like whatever happened at the end of this is gonna affect all the. So what's actually gonna be really interesting is the fact that we have 4 more episodes of this shit, which means they're not gonna fix it because you have.
Right. Or maybe they'll fix something, but
it's not to be fixed, though. I don't think.
Yeah, I thought they said that, but they fucked up the sacred timeline, right?
Yeah, like anything that goes past that red line fucks up everything.
So is that what happened at the end? Because I saw
it all branched off. It was a bunch of different timelines.
It was getting closer to the red line.
But it didn't go past the red line.
It didn't go past it yet.
I thought they were saying that if you fuck with the sacred timeline, then that's when the real problem happens.
They have to get to the red line before it's non-fixable. They have to go and disintegrate and reset it before it hits that red line, right?
See, I took it like they couldn't reset the sacred timeline. They could only reset the other timelines.
They can reset the branches, right. But they have to get to the branches before it hits the red line.
This is the sacred timeline, and this bomb just created all these different branches. Yes.
Branches, right.
They got to catch.
Right.
And usually they're only doing one branch at a time.
Yeah.
Right. Now it's like 6 or 7, that's maybe 10 of them.
They should have just did all this in the first episode.
I thought the first episode was one
complete hour.
This would have been an hour and a half.
Yeah,
this
episode was almost 2 hours.
There's some stuff they could have cut out, but I would have been fine with that.
Yeah. I agree. This should have been the first episode. It might have been more interesting, but
I concur. But I mean, 6 is a nice round number.
Yeah, we here now, though. You know.
What else? Yeah, happened? They after that, Lady Loki goes through through the portal to go to the Timekeepers. And then Loki follows her afterwards.
Was that anticlimactic for you?
Yeah.
Because like she showed up, she took her hood off.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really talk about much. And then she didn't even really sound like she was menacing or excited. Nah,
nothing.
Or just like,
nothing, yeah.
She was like, this shit ain't about you.
Yeah, right.
Because I think she was looking at like, I thought they got somebody that was on my level. Like they got your punk ass. Like,
but see, that's why you know she's not a Loki. Because she wouldn't have said no shit like that.
But she described herself as Loki. She's like, don't call me Loki, call me Randy.
Right.
So you saying her name on IMDb was Randy?
No, you're right. Wait, hold on. She didn't refer to herself as a Loki.
She talked about it like it was a demeaning, like that's a demeaning name. Like, don't mix me
because
with
it's probably name. Not Loki.
It's not Loki.
Y'all talking me into it now. Shit.
It's Agatha.
It ain't Agatha.
Agatha all along.
If they do that shit again, I'm done. I'm out.
You still gonna watch.
Yeah. I probably will. But no, I think the ending was At least I'm finally, like, I know next week's supposed to hopefully be more action, more something a little bit more intense. You know, seeing the timeline splitting and shit like that. But
the judge got the stick now.
Yeah, yeah. She went and grabbed that motherfucker.
Yeah, she brought her cane. I'm like,
what the fuck is that? She got enough.
He's fucking Billy.
Is it like one of those little stabber shit that they be using?
Fire sticks.
It's a little shocker thing. What do you call them? The little electric sticks.
That's how they disintegrate motherfuckers too, right? When they
do they? Oh yeah, that cop did disintegrate that. Okay, yeah, you're right.
So maybe she got that stick. Does
so weird because the variant because comics have variant covers. Every time I hear that, that's what I think about. Mm. Like in DC Legend of Tomorrow, they call them an anachronism or something like that.
Anachronisms.
They said it in the show. It's kind of the same thing. It's just different names. But yeah, it was just like seeing them run through, seeing Loki, wait.
I don't know why he's screaming out like the nigga wasn't gonna walk through.
Exactly. Like, yeah, it was just so, yeah, it was like kind of like anticlimactic. Like, okay, we know he's gonna jump.
I'm just more curious to see is like where
do they go?
Do we actually get to meet the timekeepers in this next episode?
No.
Absolutely. You don't think we're going to see the timekeepers at all?
I think at the very least we'll see him like towards the end. Okay. But even that, I'm not holding my breath because every time I think they're going to do something interesting, they don't do it.
Well, I we may be able to get to see him because we saw Thanos legit for the first time in Guardians of the Galaxy
before we saw what
he was really about.
Yeah, but every time we think that something big and major is going to happen on these damn shows, they don't
just
do
watch
it.
The
I'll show. Say
so
this.
I'm just here for the ride. I think
just going back
to
the headquarters, honestly.
Just watch the show.
What headquarters?
The TWA?
I don't think they're going there.
I think they're going back to the headquarters.
Eventually, but I don't think.
That would be the worst place for them to go. It's back to the headquarters.
Well, I think they probably got to go there to get something from
there. The timekeepers are like close to there?
Probably. I don't know.
They in them tombs in her office.
Yeah. I will say this.
In them coffins.
And I think I'm with Mike on this. I think we will see the timekeepers, but I don't think they're going to be what
we think.
Yep. I think they're just going to be, you know.
Some Three Stooges ass motherfuckers.
The Oz.
Right.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so I think we'll see them, but they ain't going to be like these godly figures or whatever.
No, it's probably going to be Tick.
They did say one of them looked like Kane the Conqueror.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying Ken mentioned it last time, and then he's definitely cast as Kane the Conqueror.
Mm. And her and Judge Fine is somehow in the comics related.
She is?
Yeah, like she either was his girl or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably what's going on.
Man, if the fucking timekeepers is Kane the Conqueror and some other two motherfuckers,
or it's just one. I bet it's all just him.
Could be. Because
you said he knows time, right? Or he does shit with time.
Yeah, he does. He bounces around. Because you saw the big statues of the timekeepers and shit. Yeah, they really selling these motherfuckers.
If anything, maybe he's pulling the strings and he's puppeteering all the shit that they're doing.
Could be.
Now, what the reason is, I don't know.
So you're saying the black man is God?
That's what they're saying. True. But what's going to be interesting is when the white man has to kill the God, huh?
Mm-hmm. See?
Damn. Why you have to say it like especially that? The super black looking god like Tick.
Big nose too.
Big nose, big lips, swole. Mm-hmm. Just got back from Lovecraft Country.
Yep. And he'd be like swole.
Mm-hmm. And here come a long haired, pale white dude gonna fuck him up.
With horns.
Mm-hmm. With an accent.
With his sidekick who got a broken nose.
Mm. See?
There you go. Looky wait.
We fucked up nose versus fucked up nose.
I don't think I like Owen Wilson in this show.
I fuck with Owen Wilson in this. This is a good role for him.
I just can't. I don't know. I wish I could take some of this seriously, but I just feel like it's a bit too silly. Hmm. So I can't even. I can't get sucked into it. I'm just sitting here like I just don't care about none of this.
Yeah.
Like the other shows were funny at certain times, but there was such a serious like atmosphere to it. This one doesn't have any of that. It just feels silly. And I get it. That's what Marvel's doing, and that's Loki's character. Fine, but I just doesn't suck me in.
Even when it went back to Pompeo, mm-hmm. And we were acting silly there too and shit like that.
But I like that part.
You did
because the reason I like that he knew it was all gonna be reset, and he was like, "I'm right. Look, I can do whatever I want. Ha ha ha." I thought that was fine, but it's like it's all of this. Like when he was explaining it with the salad and shit, and he's just like, "Oh, don't do that to the salad." oh, you're pouring, oh, you're going to pour it on the salad. The salad's been ruined, Owen, for like 5 minutes. You're still complaining about every additional thing he does with the salad. It was like, this isn't funny. It's then, really not funny. Going,
oh, it's you again? I hate that dude.
the what's a fish guy?
Yeah.
It's just like, go ahead and explain this, but I feel like the silliness is taking me out of the show. But I'm glad other people are enjoying it. It's just not it's not really for me.
I think it'll pick back up. This is the start of the ride.
I think this is the tone of the show. It's gonna all be just silly like this.
I agree. So I'm concerned. But anyway.
Any last thoughts?
Nope.
We good.
All right.
I'm still looking forward to the show.
Yeah.
I think they'll pull it together by the
end. Episode 3 brings.
And I can hear the excitement in y'all voice.
Yeah.
No, this one was a bit of a letdown. It was a drag. This one was a drag.
Worried, but I mean, we'll see what episode 3.
I guess I still got hope for it.
They gonna get y'all. Bro.
Halfway mark.
It's gonna be boring too.
All right. Let us know what you guys think about for Loki episode 2, The Variant. FPS Podcast is the Reddit thread. Also, that's our handle for IG and Twitter. And we'll be back next week for another recap.